It was while they slept that the enemy came and planted tares in their field. It was when Samson was asleep that Delilah came and cut off the 7 locks of his hair. Samson lost some things. He lost his strength. He lost his sight. But worse yet, Samson lost the presence of God. The Spirit of the Lord departed, and Samson did not know it.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're so glad to have you with us today in Truth and Fact, and we are in the book of Matthew chapter 13. I'll read the 25th verse. Jesus said, "But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way." I believe that we as the church must wake up to the fact that there is a real spiritual warfare, and the enemy will come and try to sow tares among the people in the church, trying to destroy the work of God. Jesus said that we are to lift up our eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. My friend, is it possible? Is it just possible that the church is asleep? Paul said, knowing the time, that now it's high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. He also said, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead. When Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, his disciples couldn't even stay awake to pray with him for an hour. Unfortunately, my friend, the devil's had some success. To a great disappointment, much of the church is asleep today. It's too caught up in itself rather than hearing God's word and receiving the seed. People's ears are turned away from the truth. It was while they slept that the enemy came and planted tares in their field. It was when Samson was asleep that Delilah came and cut off the 7 locks of his hair. But Samson lost some things. He lost his strength. He lost his sight. But worse yet, Samson lost the presence of God. The Spirit of the Lord departed. If the devil can't get in the front door, he'll try the back door. If he can't get in the back door, he'll try the side door. My friend, he'll try to get in through your home. He'll try to get in through your family. He'll try to get in through your so-called friends. He'll try to plant false teachers in your church. He'll try to twist the truth. He'll try a multiplicity of ways to destroy the crop or the wheat. You know, there's a plant that looks just like wheat. It's the same shape, color, grows to the same height, but it's not wheat, it's a tare. And the way you know this is that it doesn't produce anything. It doesn't produce any wheat. It's just there. It takes the nutrients away from the wheat. There are those that don't produce anything, and yet they'll suck the life right out of you. Well, what's a tare? It's that one that appears to be a Christian, but they're not. They look like them, act like them, try to talk like them, but that doesn't mean that they're a Christian. Jesus called them hypocrites. They're just religious, phony, pretenders. Jesus said the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The servants came to the owner and asked him if they wanted them to gather up the tares, but the owner said, "No, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them." I was born and raised in California. We had some strawberry plants in our backyard, but there are other plants that grew right along with the strawberry plants that looked just the same, but they didn't produce anything. But you couldn't pull up those weeds because the roots had become intertwined with each other. If you pull up the weed, then you'll destroy the strawberry plant with it. People or tares can come into the church and get close to the other people or the wheat. The roots get intertwined, and to uproot them can hurt or destroy. The owner said, "Let both grow together until the harvest, and at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn." Oh, my friend, there's coming a day, which I believe to be very soon, that Jesus is coming. And when he comes, he will bring home those who belong with him. The tares will remain, and they'll be cast into the furnace of fire, and they will be burned. The difference between the wheat and the tare was that the wheat produced while the tare did not produce anything.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.